855-454-2519. The Timber Wars have started up again. You've been listening to Press Watch. Stay tuned to more on the Radio Zine here on KBOO Portland. Going out to you 90.7 FM and other frequencies in Cascadia, and KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop, Saturday, October 28th at the Native American Youth and Family Center in Portland. The Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop welcomes all to attend this free, life-changing training, which incorporates traditional Native American teachings through stories, exercises, and discussions that are even more relevant and needed today. These workshops are conducted in a respectful way that is both healing and empowering. Again, that is Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop on Saturday, October 28th, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Native American Youth and Family Center, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Food for the Soul, a benefit for Potluck in the Park on Saturday, October 28th at the Tiffany Center in Portland. Food for the Soul is an evening of food, music, and fun benefiting Potluck in the Park. The night includes performances from Tom Grant, his band, and vocalists from around the PNW. Again, that's Food for the Soul, a benefit for Potluck in the Park on Saturday, October 28th at the Tiffany Center, 1410 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 26th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, we're your fake news radio. What else, right? 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm everywhere. Since this is in my world, the end of a weather-beaten week, we've got a little bit more of that for you right now, taking us through to Sunday night. And as far as Monday's concerned, you're on your own. For today, mostly sunny skies with a high around 65. For tonight, clear. Lows around 42. Friday, again, those suspiciously sunny skies overhead with a high near 65. For Friday night, tomorrow night, clear with a low around 45. And into the weekend, Saturday, bright and clear. Highs near 66, and then night and clear with a low around 46, bringing us through to Sunday. And again, those oddly clear skies, highs around 64, Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 44, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. And we are very fortunate this morning. There is a very brief update for you on the goose timber sale on the Mackenzie River. The foundation for the tree sit platform was removed. There has in the last 24 hours no reported violence or aggression against the protesters, though the atmosphere at the blockade is certainly tense. So that is just a quick update on that situation here in Cascadia. And of course, this is just one of those textbook examples of the sort of it is, I suppose, judicial or legal aggression against those who seek to protect our water, earth, air, and our suspiciously sunny skies. We are, Ramsey Baroud is on the line with us. He's the editor of the Palestine Chronicle. Recent pieces include Hamas and Fatah Must Transform to Speak on Behalf of Palestinians, and he's the author of the newly released book, The Last Earth, A Palestinian Story. Good morning, Ramsey.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for being with us today. The Balfour Declaration is what we are talking about. It's certainly a day of shame, a day of reckoning, I suppose, also. It was a declaration, of course, no regard whatsoever for the millions of Palestinian Arabs, Muslims, and Christians alike who were to suffer. They flew over in a plane, as I understand it. They looked down, they saw Arabs living there, and they said, "Well, these aren't people; they don't count. Let's move in." If you'd like to just take over, please let our listeners know briefly what the Balfour Declaration was, what it did, and where it has taken us.
Right. I think a little bit of context is essential here. If we just look at numbers in terms of population. When the Zionist movement started in Europe in the late 19th century, the population of Palestine consisted of 96% Christians and Muslims and 4% Jewish community, who were Palestinian Jews, by the way. By the time that the Balfour Declaration was made, which was made by Sir Arthur Balfour, who was the foreign minister of Great Britain, at the time, it basically granted that entire piece of land to the Zionist movement. The Zionist movement was also European. It was an entirely European affair. The foreign minister of a country like Britain grants the land of another country in East Asia, or rather in West Asia, to the European political movement. The interesting thing about it, of course, this took place in November 2nd, 1917, so almost exactly 100 years ago. The interesting thing about it is that at the time that he gave Palestine to the Zionists, Palestine wasn't even under the control of Britain at the time. That was about a month or so before Britain actually took over Palestine from the Ottoman Empire. So that makes it even more bizarre and more interesting. It's like, you know, the United States Secretary of Foreign Affairs or the equivalent of that, giving France to some other group without even being in France to begin with. And not just that, he also makes a promise in that declaration, or rather a commitment, that we cannot prejudice the rights of the indigenous people of that country, the non-Jewish communities, he refers to them, in that country. Well, the non-Jewish community was 90% at the time, in 1917, of that country. Now, very few Christians are actually listed in the Holy Land to begin with. The Muslims have been made refugees. Millions of them are now all over the world as a result of that promise. So really that infamous and sinister promise led to the expulsion of the Palestinians years later and the complete destruction of the social and cultural fabric of Palestine, and eventually to the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people until this day. So 100 years later, we remember that not just as an infamous day in history, but we also remember it as it's a promise, a declaration that has affected our everyday reality. Me, as a Palestinian living in Seattle, I would have most likely been in Palestine if it were not for the declaration made by Balfour 100 years ago. And so are 6-7 million Palestinian refugees who are living in diaspora until this day.
That's the thing that has been ignored, overlooked, misunderstood, whatever, by the rest of the world, is that Palestinians are refugees in their own land. There's a book by that title. There are children who have grown up in refugee camps, but in their own country, who've known nothing but war their whole lives. And they're frequently, especially amongst the settlers, the claim, the specious claim, that children are being indoctrinated with hatred towards Israelis. Well, they're not indoctrinated. They're living in an extremely hostile environment. The amazing thing is that Palestinians haven't been more haven't expressed anger in more violent ways. I think it's an amazing feat of diplomacy to be able to carry on this long. What you say is, speaking as a Palestinian living in Seattle and these many, many communities of the diaspora, thinking back on the Balfour Declaration, which is very real and present and alive, overlooked. The rest of the world, can you tell us a little bit about how the rest of the world manages to continue to lie to itself and ignore this extraordinarily illegal action? Is there any way to understand it?
Yes, absolutely. I really doubt that there is any conflict out there that is so marred with half-truths and misconceptions and lies as the Palestine, the situation in Palestine right now. I am a historian. I have all of my focus has been in history, at least my academic focus, my PhD degree, and yet I haven't run to that conflict in which there is the opposite understanding of reality has been achieved, the complete opposite of reality, where the aggressed upon is the aggressor and the victim is actually perceived as the victimizer. And history has been turned upside down to present a group of people who have actually ethnically cleansed other people to be perceived as the ones who are besieged and hostage. And this has been taking place for such a long, long time. It's extremely frustrating, actually, because you feel that in order for you to reach out to people and to present to them what actually has happened, you have to go through the process of helping them unlearn what they have learned throughout all of these years. Palestinians are actually, the nation of Palestine has been entirely destroyed. I mean, we are segregated groupings and communities all over the world struggling to keep our identity together, our sense of nationhood together. We are living between refugee camps in our own country, Palestine, in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank. We are living under constant siege and isolation in our occupied East Jerusalem, our holy city. We are living under draconian laws within Israel itself, treated as second-class citizens who are not full citizens of the State of Israel, those who remained in Palestine when Israel was established in 1948 and over a million Palestinians was made refugees at the time, and the refugees and their descendants who are over 5-6 million Palestinians living in refugee camps in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq, in Egypt, in the rest of the region, and the rest of the world.
We have to end it. We have to wrap it up. We're out of time. Just one final brief word in 10 seconds, if you could help
right.
us. Yes.
So what we really are aspiring to achieve on this particularly infamous day is at least for people to have the correct understanding of what is happening in Palestine. We are not terrorists. And we are not threatening the existence of the State of Israel. It's our existence that has been threatened and has been demolished over all of these years. So this is absolutely important, what you are doing in your show, by at least opening up the platform for people to ask the right questions and to truly understand what's happening in Palestine.
And we will have more on this, on the Balfour Declaration. It's just so important to understand it. And as you said initially, the context. Thank you so much, Ramsey Barvoud, joining us today from Seattle, from the diaspora. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 26th, 2017. Engineering for us today, Derek Crooks. Derek Crooks, of course, is also the AM News and Public Affairs Director at KBOO.